Hold Back the Dawn might well be the title of today's transcribed adventure, because the Dragon Lady now has the upper hand and is determined to get rid of our friends permanently at sunrise. Things look bad at the moment, but there's still a chance that the tables may turn, and you'll see what I mean in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Don't you get a kick out of being the first in your crowd to discover something that's extra special swell? Why, sure you do. And by this time, I'll bet you've tried Libby's Tomato Juice yourself, and you know how really wonderful it is. So now's your chance to let the crowd in on your discovery. Boy, there just never was a better tasting drink than this tomato juice of Libby's. It's so refreshing. Kind of perks you up and makes you feel raring to go. You might not think that anything so downright delicious would be extra good for you, too. But Libby's tomato juice is. Yes, sir, it's rich in two of the vitamins you hear most about. Vitamin C and vitamin A. And it's got vitamins B1 and G besides. So when you ask your mother to buy some more of that grand-tasting Libby's tomato juice, just remind her of all it does for you. Now it's got vitamins that every one of us needs. Now remember, the name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. You want to be sure that that's the kind of tomato juice your mother gets, because Libby's is pressed from red, ripe, prize tomatoes. Tastes simply super. Now you want a big, cold glass full every single day. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Inside Captain Blaze's headquarters, Terry and Pat Ryan and April Kane and the others had successfully turned back two attacks by Sing Sing and his gang without a shot being fired. These bandits who planned to storm the rambling building near the Burma Road were the Dragon Lady's men, but she was a prisoner in the place. However, in spite of her bonds, in spite of being locked in a room, she suddenly appeared and quietly made prisoners of Pat, April, and Captain Blaze. Later, her men entered by a tunnel silently and quickly. She gave them orders to round up Terry, the daughter of Captain Blaze, and Connie. Well, Terry happens to be up in the tower, so let's join him as he says to Cheery Blaze,
"Well, that loud seeker stunt scared Sing Sing's men away, at least for the time being."
"Yeah, for the time being. But they'll be back as soon as they find out that there isn't a tiger or a machine gun out there."
"Yeah, I know, but give them time to pick up some new trick."
"Say, the only trick that mob can understand is bullets."
"Yeah, but bullets don't grow on bushes, Cheery. You know how little ammunition we have."
"Well, if we could all shoot straight, we could pick off a man."
"Maybe we'll have to do just that, but we can't shoot straight in the dark."
"Well, it'll be dawn very soon. Say, look there. Across the tops of those trees. The sky's getting gray."
"Oh, can't be daylight any too soon for me. Oh, I've been up all night.
Standing up here in this 2x4 tower isn't any fun. Say, what did your father build this tower for, anyway?"
"Oh, he didn't. This was all just part of an old missionary school. The invaders bombed it, destroyed almost everything but this bell tower. My father had the place repaired, and then he added new rooms."
"Too bad about your pop. Captain's a swell fella. I hope he isn't caught and executed."
"Yeah, that would upset him, I suppose. He gets annoyed so easily. But he snaps out of it quickly."
"You don't snap out of an execution, Cheery. Once they stand you up before a firing squad, the chances are 1,000,000 to 1 your troubles are over."
"You are paying very much the truth, my friend."
"What? Oh, you..."
I singa singa in the flesh, you see? So keep their hands away from the jack."
"Oh, how did you... I don't... Tell me... You're Sing Sing."
"Sure."
"Why not? Don't tell me who it is I am, please. I don't like people like that. I'm a very smart fellow, that's who I am. I'm the world's greatest wrestler. Now, keep your hands off while I rob you of the weapon." "Oh, you make scare with me with the noise box, eh? By yarra, that is good stuff, but no... We make scare with you, fella and gal."
"How did you get in here, Stinky Stinky?"
"Don't yell at me. I come here by the foot. But don't worry. Everything is just like new again, yeah."
"Well, what's happened to Pat and the others?"
You will see soon enough, fella. The Dragon Laddie is the boss man of this place from the inside. Check that? Your good friends are caught, and so are you. So don't try so many tricks. Bayera, you'll be sorry when you see the day.
Hey, what's he talking about? When I was in his camp before Blaze and Ryan rescued me, I couldn't figure this guy stinky-stinky out. I thought
he's a big dumbbell. Some kind of a wrestler who's playing Batman on the Burma Road or something.
No kidding.
Works for the Dragon Lady and has the brain of an elephant.
Suta, elephant is big fella like Sing Sing. Big fella, big brain. Elephant has big brain, huh?
Yeah, about the size of a chestnut.
There, you see? What is chestnut?
Well, look, you have our weapons, huh? Now what?
Well, now I take you down to first floor to join your friends. And when sunrise come up, you go a long journey.
What do you mean by that, long journey?
You have caused much trouble, you and your friends. So, we get rid of you from standing in front of guns.
Harry, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard. But Sing Sing, nothing will happen to the women. I mean, well, soldiers don't shoot women.
The Dragon Lady has made the plan. Come on now, you go down from this place.
Hey, I wonder how the Dragon Lady got free, Harry. She was supposed to be bound and locked in a room.
Yeah, how did she get herself in that trance and then get out of it? She had somebody help her, one of your father's men, too.
Well, it's just too late, I guess, to worry about that now. The Dragon Lady, well, her men might be all over inside the place.
But not outside.
Oh, that's so. Hey, look.
What's the matter with you? Hey, don't keep him out, son. Don't chase me when you can. You fella, you go down the stairs and don't forget I got that gun in your back. And come on, go down.
And now, my companions, we are in complete control of this establishment. My men have rounded up all of Captain Blaze's help. There is one person missing, but we shall soon find him. That little Chinese boy, Connie.
Good for Connie.
He will not get far. He is hiding, but we'll soon find him.
Well, everything is ready for the shooting.
Excellent. You will take the three men outside and place them in the back of the truck.
Ah, you bastard.
What are you going to do with April Kane and Cheery Blaze?
I shall dispose of those two in my own way at a later time. You need not worry about them. You and Ryan and Blaze will never have cause to worry again.
Oh, you couldn't shoot those three men down in cold blood.
These are perilous times, Miss Blaze. What are three lives in a country the size of China? There is no need to answer that question.
Yes, I know, but these men aren't at war with you. They're at war with the invader. They're helping
Enough.
China.
You talk too much. I am not concerned with the invader. I hate him and all his kind as much as anyone else. You may be sure of that. But I also have my own problems. Singer.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Take Terry Lee outside to join the other two. Mm-hmm. I shall join you in a moment. Mm-hmm. Have the three men blindfolded and stand them up at the back of the truck. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
They will make beautiful targets. Select three of my men, good shots, and have them stand by for orders.
Come on. Out you go, Terry Lee. And don't take too much long talk. I don't like some of them.
Isn't there anything I can say to you?
I think not.
Oh, but surely you must have some regard for human life.
Life and death are small matters at a time like this. The only reason I and my men have not been killed off is because you and yours did not have the means to do it.
But to line three innocent men up and oh, it's unthinkable. You're not going out there and give orders for your men to point their rifles.
I shall return quickly. You need not listen for the shot. This will all be over in a moment. Then I shall consider the fate of yourself and the girl, April.
Well, practice looks bad. I'm better standing here in the truck. No use, Pat. I got your head covered with a hood, too. I can't understand you. How about second boy? Can't believe this is the end, Pat. I said, what? There's no way to bow out. Leave us standing here in a truck, waiting for the end.
Very well arranged, Singer. Very efficient, as our friends would put it.
Yeah, Doc. They will fall inside the truck. The truck drives away to the river. The truck returns empty. It's good, huh?
Singer, have your riflemen line up back here.
Yeah, Doc.
Let them stand at 20 paces from the truck. Mm. I want accuracy, you understand?
What are
you?
Low! Kung-fu! Wang-fu! Come here! Come on! Come on! Hurry up! Oh, come on! These are the firing squad, huh?
Mm-hmm. But where are their rifles?
Rifles? Who's round there? Don't stop your rifles! But I told you what to do! They put special bullets in the rifle spot, they forgot.
Never mind. Yes. But let us make speed. It is daybreak now.
Yeah. Here they come with the rifles now.
Now then, men, line up. And when I give the order, raise your rifles. We shall thus get rid of three troublemakers.
And so in the dull gray dawn of a misty, confused morning, the mountainside echoed with three rifle shots, fired as one. Three men standing in a truck slumped over and remained motionless. The heavy truck was started. It pulled away from the headquarters of the red-whiskered Captain Blaze, lumbered down a narrow mountain road toward a river that cut through a narrow gorge. And after a moment, a small, nervous figure of a Chinese boy crawled from under the driver's seat and quietly raised the hood that covered Terry's face.
I fell over anyway. You must think we're gorged. I wonder how all this happened. Hurry up, Connie. I don't know how you got here, but cut the rope on my wrist, will you?
Yeah, something did happen to save the lives of Terry and Pat. But it wasn't a miracle, no, indeed. It was the smart, clever, quick-thinking of funny little Connie. I'll tell you more about all this adventure in just a moment. Just a reminder, boys and girls, of that swell drink that you're going to ask your mother to get. It's Libby's Tomato Juice. Wonderful tasting. Rich in vitamin C and vitamin A. A good source of vitamins B1 and C. A drink your mother will be glad to serve because it's easy to fix as well as delicious. Ask her to get some tomorrow. And tell her, too, that you'd like to try Libby's Pineapple Juice. That pineapple juice is really marvelous. It has a wonderful natural flavor of sun-ripe Hawaiian fruit. You'll like Libby's pineapple juice and Libby's tomato juice. Yes, Connie saved the lives of Terry and Pat. And in tomorrow's Transcribed Adventure, we'll find out just how he did it. Now, of course, our friends are in the back of the truck bound for a river. And something is sure to happen there. Also, what will happen back at Captain Blaze's diggings, where April and Cherry are still prisoners of the Dragon Lady? Ah, there's a lot of action awaiting you and your friend, too. So join us tomorrow for sure.